This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
So I could see what tyrants would do. As Thomas Jefferson said, he was asked, what is the limit of tyrants? He said, whatever you'll put up with. Whatever you'll accept as the limit is the quote. So I remember being at the mall like 10 years ago, and my ex-wife had her new iPhone when they first come out. Seems like they've always been here, but 10 years ago or so. And there's a song, and she wants to know what it is. So she hits this app called Shazam. She holds it up in like 30 seconds. She goes, she knows what it was. And I was like, I remember thinking right then. And I remember looking over at my six-year-old son and saying, Rex, I guarantee in 10, 20 years, they'll be able to find somebody's voice print it, and have a program that goes out and bans that voice across the Internet at one time. And I said, they'll do it through cloud computing. Cloud was just being pushed on it. That's why they don't want you to have it natively with yourself, like your records or whatever. They want it all up there on the cloud so they can get in it, abuse you, mine it, do whatever you want to you. And now they've announced NewsGuard and neocon groups and leftist groups are going to be Southern Poverty Law Center in your phone reading and watching what you do. It's been announced. And they've got to introduce it now, though. So Oliver Darcy, who is literally the anti-free speech police officer, so on Facebook his profile says he's a free speech defender. Everything, remember, with them is about insulting you, gaslighting you, killing logic. He says, we're looking to see, that's my private phone, which I know isn't. We're looking with the company to see if Jones has an app where you can make digital phone calls and text messages. So the New York Post had the headline, should Alex Jones be allowed to use the telephone? Laura Loomer just had her Uber Eats taken away. She's had all of her travel stuff taken away. She's been banned by a bunch of different major groups. Oh, I had one of those moments, I'm teleprompter free. Well, what's the name of the, there's a bunch of them where you book people's houses, like hotels. It's based here in Austin. Airbnb banner. So they're going through their database. Well, let me see. Laura Loomer, I saw her on the news. She's protesting being banned on Facebook or Twitter. Let me just go over there and ban her from getting an Uber. She's banned on Uber. She's banned on Airbnb. And now she's banned from ordering food on her phone. And she's starting to freak out. And they go, oh, look at that girl bitching. Oh, you just shut up, honey. Kate, go ahead.
How do you live? How do you live in all of this? I mean,
but they're private companies.
Yeah, but they're private.
Yeah, right.
Even on top of that,
all working together to deny you the lunch counter.
Yes, they. On top of that, they take your bank accounts away. They don't want you to even buy milk. You can't even keep lights on for your home. What do they think is going to happen? It's a social. This is the way I see it. It's a social programming. It's a programming to try to push people over the edge to get you to go out and be violent.
That's what it is. They're pushing
exactly
a revolt.
That's what it is. Yes, they want people to be violent, and they're going to keep doing it until they get what they want. Like I said earlier, they don't have footage of conservatives going out being crazy. They need that because they need that to convince liberals that conservatives are being violent. If they don't have it, then they can't get more liberals to go out and be violent. But that's the goal here. To manipulate people to the point to where they have to go out and fight for their only existence.
That's the plan.
For their survival. People are having to fight for it. And if you can't live and you can't survive, what do you think people are going to do? Look at Venezuela. People are out in the streets right now. That's what the liberals want. They want what's happening in Venezuela to happen here in America. They want people at each other's throats. They want people to destroy people and even get to cannibalism. They want us killing each other.
And that's in the IMF World Bank documents that got released like 16 years ago by an investigative journalist who's actually a liberal, and Greg Palast. And it was in their internal documents that got leaked by the economic hitman, Perkins was part of that. It was in those documents that they call it the IMF riot, where they create the climate to have a year of riot, then they buy everything up for pennies on the dollar. Since I mentioned Darcy saying it, here he is calling for me to have digital phone usage taken, and he's in my damn phone. Here it is.
Yes, Facebook obviously owns Instagram, and so someone like Alex Jones, who had been banned from Facebook a while back, last year in the summer, but he was still having a presence on Instagram, and that had drawn a lot of scrutiny from people who were saying, hey, you know, you guys banned him from one of your platforms, why are you allowing him to have a presence on Instagram? Mm-hmm. And so, yes, now Facebook is going to be banning Alex Jones and InfoWars from not only their main platform, Facebook, but also from Instagram. I checked in also to see if these people would be banned from WhatsApp, which is also owned by Facebook.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We've got it. Got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Investigative journalist, talk show host, UniteAmericaFirst.com head, Will Johnson, riding shotgun with us. Will, we're going to play this clip again. We just played it. Oliver Darcy, who's a little anti-free speech policeman on CNN with Pumpkinhead, Ryan Stelter, has called for taking phone service away now that Facebook and other big groups are moving into telecom. They can already live time see what you're typing and doing, and he admits that. And he says, don't let conservatives like Alex Jones have phone service. And now MasterCard's announcing not just talk show hosts, but conservatives. They're going to track your purchases. If you're an NRA member, MasterCard is saying they're creating a human rights board that will now take your credit card away. I'm not kidding. So we're being put into the digital ghetto. And the next level is taking you to the death camp, like Matt Drudge said. This is literally happening. So let's play that clip. Here it is.
I checked in also to see if these people would be banned from WhatsApp, which is also owned by Facebook. Mm-hmm. And a spokesperson cannot say immediately because it's, I guess, unclear whether some of these people have WhatsApp accounts, according to the spokesperson.
Yeah, and I played the clip on Thursday. I played it on Friday. In the interest of time, I'm not going to play the three-minute clip. It's on InfoWars.com. They go all through it and say Jones has been taken off Facebook. No one's allowed to say his name. This is like out of beyond Orwell. And then he goes on to say, we're looking into it to see if these people, Alex Jones, Paul Joseph Watson, and are using this app. I don't have the app, but they're scared of it because the Brazilian president got elected. They have no internet freedom there. Facebook censors everybody that's a nationalist. They all use text messages to communicate. So that's what the app is. And they're trying to say, we can't have text messages. I can't send you a text or send my son a text or send my wife a text or send my crew a text. They're literally saying, take our communications away.
What happens if you need to call 911? They're going to try to make it to where you can only call certain people. It's just like you, if you're saying certain things, you can say what they want you to say. If you
they always talk about Scientology. Scientology, yeah. Saying if they get mad at you, they tell you to disassociate with your family or whatever it's called. And that's what cults do. This is 50 trillion light years worse, saying you can't say Alex Jones' name, and we're going to take conservatives' phone apps away so they can't talk to their family, or and now they're not letting Laura Loomer use Uber or use all these other services, Airbnb, and now they banned her using Uber Eats where she can't order food. You see how they create a digital system. It's all in the cloud. They have your identity. You have no privacy, and now they come in and tell you where you can go and what you can do, and they're watching you in live time with AI and actual minders.
And who you can talk to physically. They're going to get to that point as well. Why not? I mean,
they just said it.
Yeah. So if I want to call, you know, if I want to call and order a pizza, you mean to tell me that I can't call and order a pizza to feed my family? I can't call and I can't call my doctor to get my prescription? Or you can, are they going to, like, maybe they'll get down to, okay, well, you can call your doctor between this time and this time because we need to regulate how much time you have on the phone. Or how much, I mean, this is insane that we're actually living in a time like this and we're actually having a discussion.
And it's because they got away with it all. The New York Times illegally got bank account records, and we know how they did it, from 5 years ago. It was then used to target five of our merchant accounts and take them, and then they took PayPal away, and we got some backups. But the point is, they're trying to search those out. They are literally using all these fake lawsuits against us and all that to try to get those. This is mafia criminal will. They're saying, you're not going to use the phone if we don't say. You're not going to get an Uber. You're not going to get food. And then the Republicans are like, well, it's a private company. It's all these big tech Silicon Valley that have moved to China, are helping them oppress their own people, helping them round up their own damn dissidents. And now they're here at the universities, no free speech. They're everywhere else, no free speech. Antifa's beating everybody up. They're running people out of restaurants. They're physically attacking me and everybody else. This guy's been attacked. And they just say, oh, well, it's a private company. No, it's organized crime. If Jimmy the Bull or whatever his name was or John Gotti was doing this, they'd execute him. The Italian mafia never thought of stuff like this. It's extortion. It's fraud. It's criminal.
It's because of the technology today. Because they can control people because they know everyone has that device in their hand. The device will tell you how much FaceTime you had on there for the week.
That's right. Because and it's monitoring your heart rate and what you do without asking. And knows how fast you're driving. And it's reporting it all back to AI Big Brother. And the truth is Congress is scared of them.
Yeah,
a bunch of old scared people. Well, you know what? I'm not scared. I'm not turning my kids over to Zuckerberg telling me who I can talk to or people can't say my name or they'll be banned. That is a damn cult. Imagine if you were watching a cult about the Maharishi, you know, out in Oregon and how he got shut down. And he sounded like probably a bad guy. He didn't say whose name you could say. He didn't know how many times you jerked off. He didn't tell you couldn't buy groceries. I mean, my God, I've never heard of a cult like this.
You know what?
Zuckerberg's running a 2.2 billion person cult and telling you what you can and can't say.
Absolutely. You can't even say in the name of Jesus on Facebook without getting subject to being banned.
Oh, everybody gets screenshots.
Yeah, yeah. And people send me messages say, well, I got banned for saying in the name of Jesus on Facebook because they call it hate. They call it hate. Really? That's where we're coming to. They're attacking you. Like, I truly believe that they feel that they can attack you and President Trump's not going to do anything about it.
Can you believe a gag ordered to 2.2 billion people?
I see it coming.
They told them. They said 2.2 billion users cannot say InfoWars or Alex Jones. And once they accept that, it'll be more and more names and more things. Like you said, Facebook's already been doing this. Facebook's already been doing this. You're talking about Benghazi, they banned you. It's just so criminal, and then they deny it to Congress. We've got Millie Weaver. We've got Caitlin Bennett. You're riding shotgun. Won't believe what's happened to these two young ladies, how they're being demonized and targeted for unpersoning as well. If you give in to the intimidation and say, well, then I better grovel, they're going to move the goalpost on you. That's how cults work. This is a synthetic digital AI cult running you with Zuckerberg, who looks like a gray alien from Mars or something, up there literally telling you he's going to do this to you. We must stand against it. And we must pull out of Facebook, but also have Congress break them up. They're arrogant. If the NSA, Will, did 1/1,000,000th of this, and imagine the NSA is going to tell you who you can call. The NSA is going to cancel you getting food. The NSA is not going to let you use an Uber. The NSA is not going to let you say the name Alex Jones. We'd say arrest the entire NSA, and I would. But instead, it's NSA technology given to private companies. They get you to opt in. Then they get you totally dependent on it, and then they slam the door like Ted Bundy, and you're chained up, and they say, now you're going to do what I tell you.
You know, to go right along with what you're talking about, when you brought up how they want to test your heart rate, they want to, the health care, the whole thing about the health care, this all ties in together.
It's controlling your,
even yes.
Bloomberg said, I'm a technocrat. He said, how much you eat, how much salt, and we're going to track everything you do and tell you what to do.
Yeah, even the health care. So if you make
AOC
a phone call.
Said, stop eating meat.
Yeah, if you make a phone call and you want to order pizza and they say, well, your cholesterol level was too high this month. How would they know that information? The government healthcare is going to track all of that information, and they're going to tell you what you can and when you cannot eat.
And by the way, they're already saying that.
Yeah, it's coming. It's here. People don't even realize how bad it is.
And
you're like, you're steady saying this stuff. It's like, oh, you're just talking. But what you're saying is absolutely true and is happening today.
And you believe they've gotten
people don't believe it.
Can you believe they've gotten enough deranged from the universities is where they breed all the anti-free speech? See, oh, it's a private company. No, it's not. It's illegal. They then use them to take over the big tech, and these people will do anything.
Anything. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, I have nothing to hide. I have nothing to hide. Yeah, your freedom's about to be gone, and you have nothing to hide.
By the way, just showed that Nike and Garmin and all of it, you know, when your fitness trainer tells you to wear that little bracelet, they're selling all of it. We broke in 1996 when an Army nurse told us about the secret UN base at Fort Sam Houston that had everybody's blood in the U.S., and that's why they take baby's blood at birth. It's not for blood testing. They just do it there. They send it off, and then it was given to big tech companies, biotech. So now people are going to get genetic treatments, and they go, sorry, that's $200,000. We own, every person's different, your original DNA protein code. And they go, no, you don't. They go, yeah, the U.S. government gave it to us. It started the year I was born, 1974. Guess what started in Europe the same year? There's a whole global system. And see, they've been lining this sucker up, man. They've been lining this sucker up.
And they push the whole health care as if it's something that we all need. This is something that you have to get, and we're going to make it free to you. See, because people, when they think they're getting something free, they're subject to give up their freedoms for that freedom.
God Almighty.
That's exactly what it is. It's such a brainwashing, so manipulating.
Exactly. That's why Trump's getting bucked on fighting this, is it's the whole system. They built it to surveil.
Yes.
They built it to dehumanize. They built it to steal your DNA, steal your voice, steal you are. And if you don't submit, you're deleted off the entire global cloud like that. You don't exist, and everyone will turn against you. That's why the left everywhere lets homeless be everywhere, because they're getting you ready to let everybody just starve to death. Mark of the beast. You mark my words, within 5 to 10 years, there'll be millions everywhere starving.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Now you're standing there, Jones.
Bill Johnson's riding the shotgun with us. Caitlin Bennett, amazing reporter, as well as another incredible reporter, Molly Weaver, joining us here in just a moment. And again, this is about the demonization they're under, not because we're victims, but to show the deception where they get thrown out of events and then the media says you didn't get thrown out when their videos get 20, 30, 40 million views. And everybody can see the video they're being thrown out. So she got thrown out of Rutgers for no reason. The people are on tape. The cops say people don't want you here. You're thrown off. And then now the Daily Mail and others are saying we made it up. We're going to get to that in a moment with these great ladies. But I started getting into this. I'm going to air some of it now. The whole 5 minutes is incredible. So Jamie White's story up on InfoWars.com. CNN Stelter says furious that Trump is now the InfoWars president. And then he constantly works to get us off air, lies about us with Oliver Darcy, and then gets up there and says, Trump's trying to destroy the media and take us off air. Even though he's never really said or done any of that, we're the ones trying to shut everybody else down that competes with us. You know, InfoWars has more viewers than us. We really do. So it's just insane, Will, that he does this. We're going to play a few minutes of this, get to more of it once we get to some other topics with these ladies. But they sit there and attack logic in front of us. It's crazy.
It's because of reality. They don't like reality. They don't like the fact that 1 + 1 still equals 2, and you don't believe it equals 5.
Well, that's what he says, actually. He projects and inverses reality. He says that I'm creating an alternate reality and that Trump is picking it up. Oh, is that why I had brain surgeons on 20 years ago and scientists saying diet aspartame causes cancer and increased stroke and makes you obese? Now new studies confirm it again. AARP.
Look at this. Diet soda linked to strokes and heart attacks. Massive increases in women, particularly obesity, strokes, brain tumors. It was in the studies of rhesus monkeys in the 70s. But you can pull it up. Glenn Beck making fun of me. I said, Glenn, you're going blind from aspartame. Stop chewing the gum. Stop drinking the Diet Cokes. He's like, oh, shut up. Tomorrow's news today, folks. We're not lying to you. Let's go to Stelter. Here's part of that.
President Trump's furious reaction to Facebook's action showcases that he is, I'm sorry to say, the InfoWars president.
I'm sorry to say.
He is promoting the same alternative universe as InfoWars and sharing videos from repugnant characters. Now, InfoWars, of course, is that web show and website led by rageaholic Alex Jones.
Hey, pause again. Oh, it's a web show on hundreds of radio stations. It doesn't matter. The little web show that kicks your ass. The little web show that till you censors had like 80-something million views on YouTube a week. You're a damn joke, dude. You got 100,000 viewers. It'll take forever to get to this. We'll air it at the end. And I want to get Millie's take. I want to get your take on this. I want to get Caitlin's take. But just the arrogance of these people.
You know, because they can't attack you or take you out by doing real journalism. They attack you by removing you from platforms. Think about that. They can't remove Alex Jones by doing traditional press, you know, doing just being a press person or going out interviewing people, reporting the news. They can't beat you on those grounds.
They can't beat you either. And so now they're telling Facebook users, you will not say his name. My God, are we in the cult? Let's play a little bit more, and we'll go to Millie and Caitlin. Here it is.
Full of fear-mongering and conspiracy theorizing, InfoWars tells viewers that the world...
Again. Total fear-mongering and conspiracy theorizing. I just showed you mainstream news saying everything that was in the studies 30-something years ago. I've had top brain surgeons, top chemical experts, top toxicologists, Harvard experts, Yale experts, University of Texas experts. I've made films on it. It's in another big study. Okay, it makes you fat. It's addictive. It kills your ass. That's AARP. Big-ass report. But I'm fear-mongering. Well, yeah, so people don't to do it. You can't find gum that doesn't have it in it.
I'm willing to believe that your voice is actually on the Mark Dice videos and not Mark Dice.
I think Mark does better than me.
No, you actually do it really, really good. Now, you know, but there again, why would he attack you for reporting on the news, reporting on information? Because they are losing. They are losing this information battle. They're losing. I love the fact that he thinks that the Trump is the InfoWar president. That's beautiful. I love it. That sounds like a T-shirt to me. Trump is the InfoWars president? Are you serious? I would wear that shirt everywhere.
Well, how do we... Maybe we'll take your bank account away if you're seen wearing it. You know, my partner, we had played earlier. He's coming on, actually, in a moment on the same show. He said take people's phones away. We didn't take conservatives' telephones away. We're not fascist or dangerous.
Yeah. You know what? They want us to believe that they're here for the people. They want us to believe that they're actually doing right thing for the American people by reporting the actual news when they do just the opposite. They come out with all the lies. They come out with all the attacks. And then you're supposed to believe them.
Because
if you don't believe them, then you're like not paying attention to what's actually happening here.
Spoken like a true white supremacist.
Let's bring him in here, and I really appreciate him joining us. Millie Weaver, Caitlin Bennett, I follow on Twitter for now, both of them, and we'll put those up on screen. Ladies, this is the 3 minutes we have to break. We'll come back and get into all the stuff you've been through this week. But just, you're getting tweeted out, Millie, by the president, a bunch of great black folks. That was all just in one group you talked to off a live video. Somebody found it, snipped it out, how much they love Trump and then how hateful the left is. And then the left just freaks out and calls it a hateful disinformation video that you put out. The president put out fake news showing his black supporters, Millie.
Oh, you know, they're terrified of the truth. They're terrified that the president has more support than the mainstream media likes to put on. I also find it distasteful that Brian Stelter essentially called me a reprehensible character on his little CNN news show, which has failing ratings, all because he's probably mad and resentful that me and Caitlin totally destroyed him in a debate at Kent State.
We'll talk about that when we come back, but you're right, I forgot. What, you got about 3 million views on Twitter and about, 600,000 on YouTube? So that's like 20 times the viewers his show has. You shouldn't be allowed to be on air, young lady. Okay, women's places in the kitchen, so says Brian Stelter. What do you say to that?
You know, they just want to ban us because they have no arguments. They have no facts. They can't hold a logical debate. And so ban them, I say. They're tyrannical tyrants. They're on power trips. They want to essentially figure out a way to silence our voices because we're revealing that they're fake news. And that's, by the way, Oliver Darcy recently banned me or blocked me on Twitter. And they should just block us if they don't want to see us, not call for us to be banned entirely from social media.
But you understand the pleasure that these people with no audiences have working with the big tech to do it. These are the scum of the earth. We come back, we're going to play the little 2-minute clip that Trump put out yesterday that he calls, we're going to put the reprehensible video that Trump tweeted. We're going to show the reprehensible. And then we're going to show him trying to set up Caitlin Bennett. They're calling her this evil white supremacist and all this crazy crap and say she's making it up. Nobody throws her out of anywhere. But you're going to see the video. If you're a radio listener, it's on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Will Johnson, Siri, NotAmericaFirst.com. And, you know, Millie Weaver more and more and Caitlin Bennett, I've told you guys, plug your websites instead of promoting Twitter and Facebook. I know you can, you know, for now you're still there, but when we come back, everybody take note of your, remember, we have web pages. We're not part of a big corporate cult like Facebook where they tell us we can't say the name Alex Jones. Sure, use their systems while we can, but go back to our own websites like Matt Drudge said. Get out of these internet ghettos now. Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies. And it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure and sign up for AutoShip. Get an additional 10% off. The 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out what the globalists don't want you to have, the good halogens, what you have, the bad halogens, at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, so your co-host for your great program, UnitedAmericaFirst.com, just called you, just sent you screenshots. He was freaking out. He's like, we tried on our Facebook to just put a link that you're even on the show right now, and Facebook said in live time instantly, no, it's AI doing it.
Yeah.
And so everybody's freaking out. They made the press releases. They announced this 3 days ago, 4 days ago, and said you're only allowed to talk about him bad. And so, again, just don't call it Alex Jones. Just say the one Sure, call me Voldemort, I guess. The one who must not be named is live right now. This is going to backfire, but when you got $76 billion and you're 34 years old and you talk like a robot, you've gotten away with so many crimes, you think you can do this. Again, this isn't about Alex Jones. This is about them saying you can't say somebody's name. But your buddy's blown away right now. We're going to see if he gets, trying to get him on the hotline.
Yeah. He just sent me a message saying that as soon as he posted anything, but he posted this live feed right now on Facebook, and he said immediately, not even seconds, immediately it's blocking it. No likes, zero likes. No one's responded to it. No comments, nothing. Like it's never was even posted.
And they gave a message saying Jones is an evil, far right, dangerous person.
Exactly.
Then they defame me. They don't just say you can't have it. There's a little defamation on it.
Yes. Yeah.
Here's one that was posted on Twitter by William J. Nolan. Let's get back to our guests. I want you ladies back on the show tomorrow because you have the time to go through all this. And Will is, well, the weekday show, 11 a.m. Central. You guys should come on David Knight in the morning as well. I mean, this is really because you guys are now being lied about in the media. In real time, being called despicable. Trump tweeted a despicable video by a despicable, what was the exact term Stelter used, the news used about you? A horrible you out there loving people coming together, a white lady and black people. We're going to play this evil clip here, Millie, but before we play what the president tweeted, do you want to admit how horrible you are and agree that Stelter controls reality?
Oh, yes, I'm so reprehensible because I like to tell the truth and because for the past 2 years I've been saying that this Russia collusion story was a hoax. But no, he's not the reprehensible person, at least he won't admit to. Why? Because he's fake news.
Again, that's in the full clip. He did a whole show, I guess, yesterday on it. We're going to play it now. It's up on Infowars.com. But here is the video that he says there was a reprehensible reporter at Infowars. All part of the evil right-wing white supremacy and regular stuff. And then this was the evil. Here's what the president tweeted.
I stand for all his policies, both religiously and politically. He's already done so much for the country, and he's really doing a great job. As far as abortion goes, that was one of my big issues. I very heavily stand for the unborn, and so his policies as far as that goes has really, really affected me.
He is a great man for our country. I do believe so. Yes, I do. I love Trump. Go Trump!
The hate is clearly over there.
He's trying to get that
like, you can feel the vibes of hate coming from over there. Yeah. If you look over here, the people aren't screaming at them.
Peaceful protest. This is not what peaceful protest is all about. This is what they think is acceptable. This is not what Trump stands for. But they don't understand that.
Why are they mad for us believing what we believe and we're not mad at them for believing what they believe? Like, I mean, I think it's all out here to get each other out of our skin and I love it. It's out here for entertainment purposes for me. They say because I'm black, I should be over there. And I'm not black. I don't go by black. Everybody's still more racist.
I can't find the hate. I've been looking for hate all day. Hate was over here with the protesters. There's been no hate in the Trump crowd. I've got nothing but love all day. So I don't understand where the racism or the hate or whatever they say about Trump. Trump's not a racist. He's an American businessman. It's that simple. The divide was created in the Obama administration, and that wave has just been rolled by the media.
And the president said, I love this, and retweeted it. It got millions of views, that little snippet. So, Millie, do you want to apologize? Brian Stelter is God. He said that the president tweeted a reprehensible video report of InfoWars. Of course, he insulted his audience. He didn't show the clip. Why don't you apologize to America for what you just did?
Yes, you know, I am so sorry, Brian Stelter, for showing a bunch of black Trump supporters and giving them a platform, a place where they can voice their opinions, essentially.
Will, you want to decry her? Let's just say, well, in fact, the order is any InfoWars person must be explicitly condemned. I condemn you, Millie. So let's bring in Caitlin Bennett. Caitlin, you're all over the Daily Mail, you name it. They claim you're making it up that you're thrown out of Bernie rallies. You're making it up you were thrown off Rutgers. I watched all the unedited videos of you just sitting there peacefully being thrown off both places. They say you're a damn liar.
Yeah, it's very ironic that the video that shows me actually getting the cops called on me for being in a black space on campus, you know, the cops admitted 5 times that students called 911 specifically. Not only did they didn't just call the police department, They dialed 911 so the cops would come and remove me from the space. And there's a, I think it's like 17 minute video of her admitting it 5 times. And they still go on and say that I claimed. And then they take the word of students who were there in the crowd.
Yeah, they're on video saying, we called the police on you, white supremacist. And so you can't be on campus because you're a white supremacist. They defame you. Then they all brag about it when you get thrown off. And then they lie and say you made it up. I mean, that's what I mean. It's just like the left just lies and lies, like Jesse Smollett or the people in the chicken place that attacked me and then said I attacked them. And then the news went to the store and they said no. They came to his table 3 times and said, we're going to kill your ass.
Wow. I had no idea. I'm sorry. I had no idea. I have not seen the video. I've been so busy. I have no idea that they called the police and said that you were in a black only zone.
It's crazy.
Are you kidding me? Is this?
It was like a KKK deal. These black folks surround her and start screaming at her, saying, get out of here.
This is insane.
It's not even a black school. It's just black people just come over because they're told a white lady's here. They're probably told by a professor, and then they just call the police.
I've been saying it for almost 2 years that there's an attack on white people in this country, and people still don't see it. And here it is. They are literally attacking a female. But on top of that, where's the hashtag Me Too? I mean, there's two women here. They're being aggressively attacked. Where's the hashtag Me Too? How come they're not coming to their aid?
Well, the full videos.
Brian Stelter's office right now should be bombarded with the hashtag Me Too right now.
I agree. So let me ask this. Well, these are reprehensible women here. Guys, I've watched both the videos. They were on InfoWars 2 days ago. Tell us the names of the videos, or they're on both your own websites. So people need to bookmark these sites so they can see everything. And you're going to start uploading in your own format, on your own servers, just ahead of, you know, what we know is coming in this country. Because this censorship, clearly, they're planning something big to overthrow Trump. That's why Trump's got to move against this. They wouldn't do this level of stuff unless they were planning something big. How do people find the raw videos to see it for themselves?
Well, you can go to my channel, Millennial Millie, on YouTube. But if you want to see the video we just played, you can go to Trump's Twitter. As he retweeted it, you will find it there. Now, I want to add one thing here, Alex. I will say that I believe one of the actions that we can take against what's happening right now is we could lobby to add political affiliation to protected classes, because what we're seeing is not just about censoring people off of social media and free speech violations. What we're seeing here is discrimination against conservatives and political dissidents across the entire spectrum. Laura Loomer can't even order up Uber Eats. She can't even.
They're taking our bank accounts, our PayPal, our Uber Eats, and these leftists go into our accounts. You saw Oliver Darcy say, we're seeing if Jones has got a WhatsApp and is using a digital phone or text messaging, because now that company was bought by Facebook. He goes, we're checking to see if he's got it. We're going to take away an app that he could use to talk to his family. That is beyond Nazi. I mean, my God. Yeah, there's the video. So great to watch this. Where is the hate? Somebody retweeted a clip of her, and the president retweeted it. And last time I checked, it's got like 3 million views. I mean, we need 10 hours here. We're almost out of time. I got to get you all back on tomorrow. Another segment's coming up. But since we mentioned it, let's play it going out to break. Just a quick clip of her being thrown out by Bernie Sanders. And they tried to claim that was made up, too. So here's Caitlin Bennett being thrown out of a Bernie Sanders event for no reason as we go to break.
Why can't I watch
it? It's invited.
It's public. On his website. It's public.
Okay, I'm just not allowed.
Is there a reason?
I'm just not allowed to leave.
I have to have a reason to leave.
Do you have a permit with it? I'm going to ask you one more time.
So I'm being ejected from a public event?
That's a public event advertised at a school. That's enough. The 20-minute video, the cops admit she did nothing wrong. No permits are needed. All lies. But again, they claim she made that up. They claim we're going to show you where she got thrown off Rutgers. There's like 30 minutes of it, but we're going to show you.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
By leaps
and by Bounce. The number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout, and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy-to-use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning, though, it's very, very strong. It lasts 10 hours. So take a half pack the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, well, I had like 20 other stories I didn't get to. And I'm talking real fast because I want to get to it all. But I got Will Johnson here. I got Millie Weaver. I got Caitlin Bennett. You know, you've got the president tweeting out what Millie's doing, what InfoWars is doing, what Paul Watson's doing. You've got the media freaking out over it. They're supposed to control reality and the narrative. They're discredited jokes. They lie about us all day. And then you've got your co-host, your wingman for your show, United America First. He's calling you going, look, it's true. Facebook and Livetime won't let me link to Alex Jones. Folks, we're not making that up. And again, that's trying to rob you from what you can do. That's mass censorship, like China when they say you can't send out a Taiwanese emoji or you can't say the dictator looks like Winnie the Pooh. That's banned.
Yeah.
And Apple helps them do that. So I want to have you ladies, who I appreciate joining us, or joining us again on their weekday show tomorrow, get into other topics, you and Will here, just about what this is like, how surreal this is. Now Oliver Darcy says take conservatives' telephones away, take their groceries away, take their credit cards away. I mean, this, they're always calling us Nazis. This is what Nazis do. These are really dangerous people.
They're walking us into the Chinese social credit score system. That's what they're doing. And that's why it is so important that we figure out a way to, like I said, add political affiliation to protected classes, because how are they going to be able to discriminate and lock you out of the system for being a conservative or Republican if they have that protected class?
You know, Millie, that's what we're told by the media, and I think that's fine. But it's actually already protected. It's racketeering between these companies. It's false advertising. And they are lying to Congress and saying they're not doing it. Then they're publicly in the news doing it. So we already have tons of ways to get them right now, just like universities saying you don't have speech. Plus, this is the creepiness. They're a cult. Zuckerberg says you can't say my name or he'll ban you unless it's negative. He's telling you say bad things about somebody. That's a damn cult leader. Go ahead. Sorry.
He's acting, you're right, Alex, he's acting as a publisher, essentially, by telling people they can only say bad things about Alex and allow bad things about you on his
platform. Violating Section
230.
Exactly. Strip their damn immunity. Strip their immunity. And I know I'm ranting, you'll both be on tomorrow. This is a shorter show. Let me go back to Caitlin Bennett. Caitlin, the whole media is jealous of you. You get like 30, 40 million views a week, or, I mean, a month out there. You're doing a great job. So is Millie. So is Will. So is everybody. That's why they're scared of us. We're just real. We're not teleprompter fake people putting out, you know, Russiagate garbage. Tell folks again, and we're going to play some of this. It's like 30 minutes of it, but you're at Rutgers last week. The people are on tape saying they complain. They want you thrown off. They say you hate black people. We know it's not true, but you got to go. This is just the new thing. If you're a reporter with InfoWars, the media just says this. This is the effect of Brian Stelter and the lies. I mean, what is it like to be dehumanized like this?
Well, what's frustrating is that Facebook comes out and says you can't post an InfoWars link. You can't post anything about InfoWars unless you're talking badly about them. And then these huge publications that have 5.5 million views or million followers combined just on Twitter are putting out lies about me. So if I want to tell the truth and people want to spread the truth and combat this actual fake news, they can't even post the link to the truth. And that's their goal, is we tell the truth. They want to make sure that it can't get out there because it destroys their narrative.
So it's like we're a gladiator. You're a gladiator, and they put you in the ring. We all chained up and tied up, and then they come over and stab you, and they go, I'm the champion.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the only way Brian Stelter can win. He's got to cheat. They've got to cheat. They're so weak. They're a bunch of soy boy beta males. They cannot combat. They can't even go up against women like us, me and Caitlin. That's why they're freaking out and they're wanting to censor us. It's sad, Alex.
You know what's really sad is that you have people going on social media just blowing CNN out of the water. And that's the part that they can't understand. That's the part they don't like. How is this happening? Even Facebook worked with CNN to try to boost their ratings, and it fell flat on its face. You remember that with, what's his name? He's a funny hair dude.
CIA guy.
Yeah, CIA guy.
The robber baron, Anderson Cooper.
Yeah.
They paid him something like, Facebook paid CNN like they were this precious thing on this pedestal.
Yes.
70-something, was it 80-something million? I forget. Look it up, fact check that. It's like 80-something million. And they would shoot it in the wrong aspect ratio. And they would run fake car noise like he was outside at D.C. at night. And it would get like 5,000 viewers, even with them pushing it to all of Facebook. 2.5 billion people or will not watch Anderson Cooper. You can't make people watch CNN.
But it's the point that they're doing all that they can to get people to watch them, and you have people like these young ladies come on and just completely blow them out of the water because they're showing the truth. They're exposing what people are doing.
And don't they get it?
They don't like it.
Even if they ban them, other people step up. It's CNN everybody hates. It's MSNBC. No one wants you.
The American spirit exists in these ladies, and they don't like it because they go out there and they report the truth, and they can't have people like them doing what they're doing. And they're blowing CNN out the water. It's like, how do we stop this? How do we stop this? Censor them all.
There it is, Facebook paying for news shows from ABC, CNN, Fox. And I remember the number. It was like 78 or 88 million. I always get my numbers twisted. Scroll down. Search how much was CNN paid for their Facebook Anderson Cooper show. I mean, it was like 78 million or 76 million. The point is that and then they would do it like it's crappy, like, oh, I'm out here on my phone, and then you can hear the tape in and it restarts. I mean, there's just everything about them's fake.
Everything is 100% fake. And for Brian Stelter to attack these young ladies is ridiculous.
No, I agree with him. You're reprehensible.
I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, is he afraid of ladies now? Is that, I mean, seriously?
Well, I think he probably is. You're both reprehensible. Here, let's play a short clip. There's like 30 minutes of it. Here you are at Rutgers. What day was this last week that you were there, Caitlin Bennett, you got thrown off?
I believe it was Thursday. I did want to mention the place that we're at where that girl was just losing her mind and her program was off. It was actually a memorial for a communist that graduated from Rutgers. This is a pure Stalinist. Stalin killed 60 million people under his socialist regime. And they memorialized
that. Oh, they say it all in the video, and you're just standing off the side of the sidewalk. There's some statue there. They're like, this is our God, our commie God. I watched the whole video while I was exercising last week in the morning. And I think the cops like seven times say, yeah, they called. People go, yeah, I called. Get your ass out of here. Then they're interviewed saying, you made all this up. Here it is.
The most notable alumni of this university. He's a scholar, an athlete, a singer, and a global activist. And he was an amazing Renaissance man. I'm just asking respectfully, peacefully, if we're going to have this kind of political dialogue, please have it off of this sacred space. But this place was...
I don't want off this sacred space.
And no matter where they move, it's sacred space, and they call the cops.
No, I'm saying this kind of dialogue right now. What kind of dialogue would be allowed? I'm not the one to decide what's definable and what's definable as appropriate, inappropriate. But I'm saying this space was erected.
All right, let's stop there. The part I want is the cops saying, I saw it like six, seven times. They call the cops on you. They say, get off. We don't have that. Okay, well, let's just do it this way. Caitlin, tell people the name of the video on your website so people can go watch the raw, you know, whatever it is, 30 minutes or whatever.
Yeah, so it's Liberty Hangouts, the YouTube channel. It's also on libertyhangout.org is my website. I run it with my fiance, Justin. And then it's obviously on Infowars.com, but it's called Cops Call, Liberals at Rutgers Call Cops on Conservative Woman. It's something to that degree.
And again, the point is that now they're violating speech. I saw news on the Bernie thing, too, saying, oh, she wasn't thrown out. It's this thing where they do this. I saw Darcy and others on CNN saying, we don't censor. James Woods isn't banned. What Twitter does is it says, if you don't delete these tweets, you're banned. Well, he's refusing to. But they make you do it like a re-education camp.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. I mean, who gave him control over Twitter? Why do these people have control over the social media the way they do? It's because they're getting their orders from the Democrat Party. I still say that the Democrat Party in America is the domestic terrorist organized group.
By the way, it's on the front of the video that they just put up on screen for TV viewers, where the cops, it's the front of the video, because they have a promo of them saying, get off, the cops have been called, you got to go, what did I do, we don't know, you must leave, they call the cops on you. And the people admit they call the cops. That's all I wanted, but I'm not mad, it's fine. Okay, we're out of time. Ladies, great job. Will, great job. Crew, great job. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. David Knight, 8 a.m. Central. Paul Joseph Watson's joining us with exclusive on him being banned and called all these names. And he is planning to file suit in England over the defamation by Facebook and others. And this isn't happy. We're not litigious. But, man, they're trying to get us killed. And please don't forget, when you get the great T-shirts, books, water filters, air filters, great supplements at InfoWarsStore.com, you're the only reason we're still here. They took our sponsors. They took everything. These are great products. Please sign up for auto ship on things like our great Wake Up America coffee. Get 10% off every time you order it on that. Cancel any time. Bunch of big specials are about to end. Please stand with us. We're in the zeitgeist. We're fighting hard. We're telling the truth. We're not selling out, and we're only here because of you. I'm in your hands. This great crew's in your hands. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com tonight and make some purchases and support the broadcast. When you love the products, sign up for auto ship and get more. God bless you all. Go to InfoWars.com/show to find all the other.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed.
And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.